The word gay has gone through several definitions and been used in a variety of ways over the hundreds of years since its origin. Today, gay is associated with the LGBTQ+ community, meaning attraction to someone of the same gender. But it wasn't always used in the same context we associate it with today. The word gay first arrived in the English language during the 13th century. The word was initially used to mean joyful or carefree. While it may not be common to use the word gay to mean joyful or carefree today, John Hickey of PFLAG Illinois, an organization that is raising awareness and providing LGBTQ+ education, says it would not be offensive, though it may be confusing for the listener. "I don't think it would be inappropriate to use the term gay in the original context of the term," Hickey says. "However, it may be confusing to young people who may not know its original meaning." Gay began to take on a bit of promiscuity in the late 17th century. By then, it extended from its definition of carefree to addicted to pleasures and dissipations. The slight change in definition implies questionable morals in the person being described. The definition continued to evolve from then on. In the 1890s, gay acquired meanings that linked the term to sexuality. Gay woman was another word for prostitute. A gay man was a womanizer. A gay house was a different name for a brothel. A word that was once used to define joy was now used to describe people or activities that were viewed as promiscuous. Around the mid-20th century, the word gay started being used to describe individuals, primarily men, who are attracted to others of the same gender. Andrew Reitman, chair of communication for Drake University's Rainbow Union, says it was initially used in a derogatory or negative manner to belittle others. "It had a negative connotation that it implied that being gay was something you didn't want to be," Reitman says. "However, this is very much not the case. Being gay is not a bad thing and is something that should be embraced. It's natural and people have no control over their sexuality, so it should not be something that's shamed or used as an insult." Despite the initial intent, the word was soon used by the LGBTQ+ community themselves, taking back the power of the word gay. It became code for those in the queer community to be able to discuss their relationships in public, since the term primarily used to describe same-sex relations at this time was homosexual. Today, the term homosexual is considered offensive, as it refers to an idea that same-sex attraction is a mental illness to be cured. Since the word gay has been adopted by the LGBTQ+ community, it has become common practice to associate it with the community. Deputy Director of Education of Iowa Safe Schools, Jordan Mix, said the reclaiming of the word has become positive for the LGBTQ+ community. "For a word like gay that initially has positive meaning, from there evolves into promiscuity, and eventually became associated with gay people the way we would think of it today, to me that means it would be reclaimed," Mix says. They were, "Oh no, we're going to use this for ourselves." The word gay has gone through several definitions and been used in a variety of ways over the hundreds of years since its origin. It's gone from positive to negative, back to positive again. But isn't that the beauty of language? Meanings are always shifting and things are always being created, everything in constant evolution.